Welcome to the F1 Fangirls Podcast. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra.
And we're two best friends covering everything from the paddock to the podium.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 11 of the F1 Fangirls Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be going over what to expect this weekend in China. We have a new re-signing that was announced last week. And yeah, a couple of new fun things to talk about this week. So let's get started.
All right. Well, you can start off by doing the intro to China.
Of course. So we're going to be in Shanghai International Circuit this weekend. It is a sprint race, first of the season. Very excited. Its first Grand Prix was in 2004, and it was built worth $450 million, which I was thinking about it, and I was like, okay, that was 2004. So, like, imagine how much it is in 2023.
It's been 2 decades since it was built.
That's insane.
Years.
But that's a 20-year price difference from how much it was then to building it now. And also thinking about how they were announcing, like, New York and what was it else? Did they say Chicago? Four races, how much it's going to be to, like, if they would build. And they're not... Shanghai International Circuit is, like, an international circuit, so it's not just, like, they set it up. But, again, it's going to be still a lot of money. Besides the point, 56 laps, Michael Schumacher still holds the fastest lap record, which is
insane.
And we were talking about it, how we don't, I would think that they would just, like, keep updating it for, like,
every time they go there.
Yeah, but they don't, because obviously cars in 2004 compared to 2024, that's a big difference. And yes, like, 2019 was the last time we raced there. So, it's been a minute, and we looked it up, and I think it was Pierre who had fastest lap.
Yeah.
So,
it was like a 134, so.
Yeah, and a 132 is the, like, fastest ever, so maybe that is the fastest ever, but I was thinking that, because there's been a couple other circuits where it's still, like, Lewis still holds the fastest lap time, and Max have obviously gotten faster than that since the last time we've been there. But yeah, no, it's a great circuit, and yeah, I'm very excited for this weekend. Yeah. Our first sprint race.
We're so excited.
And then, if I look a little bit swollen, I got wisdom teeth out last week on Thursday from a lisp either. It's because we're still in recovery.
The anesthesia just wore off.
Yeah.
Like 20 minutes ago.
Okay. No. I would be in, like, full wraps if that was.
We should have done an episode while you were in recovery. That would have been good.
You didn't want to visit me.
Yeah, I had 29 missed FaceTime calls.
Yeah. While I was on anesthesia, it was like, okay, so I talked to her before I went in for surgery, and I was like, hey, I'm going to be done with surgery in like 30 minutes.
I thought there was no way. I'm like, this is like a 3-hour thing.
No, it's a really fast surgery, and then they just have to wait for the anesthesia to wear off, obviously, because they have to wake me up. I was like, I'm gonna be done pretty soon, like, I'll probably be done, like, 45 minutes max. And then, I think it was just because it was, like, she was the last person I really talked to, and I didn't really have, like, that was what was on my mind, because I was like, I'm gonna call you after, because I know you really wanted to see me on anesthesia after I got it done. So I woke up, and I don't remember most of, like, what happened while I was in the car. I do remember calling her, like, the first few times. After that, I don't remember it. And then there was a couple other things that happened, but
there's video proof.
Yes, I did FaceTime her 29 times, and I don't remember FaceTiming her that many times, but
I wish I would have seen it.
Well, you're the one that left your phone.
Yeah, I disappeared for an hour, and I thought you still wouldn't be done.
What was your reaction when you came back and saw that I called you 29 times?
I saw it, and I was like, oh, she called me like 15 minutes ago, I'll call her back. Then I, like, clicked on it, because you know how it drops down with all the notifications? It was, like, 3 pages worth. I was like, what is going on? Because they started, like, an hour, and then it was, like, an hour, 45 minutes, 15 minutes. And I was like, oh, it hadn't been that long. But, no, it had been 29 times.
Yeah, then I like, slept a lot of it off in the car on the way home, and then I, like, got back to my house. And you told me, you texted me back, you were like, I didn't realize how many times did you call me? But by then, the anesthesia had, like, mostly wore off. Because I was still...
Yeah, you
was cognitive, like I could talk to you fine. Yeah. Well, I couldn't really talk because I had pause in my mouth. Yeah. So
you could mumble to me.
Yeah, I could mumble. She understood what I was saying. Yeah. But that was eventful last week.
Yeah.
And then another eventful thing that happened was we got the video of Fernando sitting down while serious.
Oh my gosh.
And I got immediate PTSD from Sebastian.
Yeah.
And I was just like, he's retiring. Like, my life is over. Like, I'm going
mid-season
to start
retiring.
Like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Like, this is just so devastating. And then he was like, I'm here to stay. I was like,
I read it again as resign.
You did that every time.
They need to stop writing resign and like renew contract or something. Because I always get confused. But I was like, there's no way you just announce it like this.
Yeah, like, and it was the like so serious. I was like,
the like pause for 10 seconds before he said anything.
And I think it's so funny. Like, everyone still considers him like Rookie of the Year every year. Because, but that means we get another, what, 2 years of Fernando?
Yeah, because they said at least 2026. It could even be longer than that.
That makes me so happy. And that just proves that, like, he's older. He's not young.
Yeah.
But,
and he still closed the door for Carlos.
Great driver. So. I don't think he was going to Aston Martin.
I don't think so.
And they
either.
Announced that they were, I think, keeping Lance too, right?
Oh, I'm sure. He has a rolling contract, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
As long as
his
father Stroll is in ownership of Aston, they'll be staying.
And then so Twitter gives you like notifications, like just in your feed, like they'll do the shocking headlines, like urgent, like breaking
clickbait
news. Yeah, so it was a picture of Checo, and I clicked on it, and I was like, ooh. And it was like, Checo re-signed with Red Bull. And I was like, I was so devastated.
He just immediately drops.
Yeah, because I was, okay, I just want to put it out there, Max and Carlos, I'm really hopeful. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm just saying that
it's an option.
It's an option. And I just think, imagine it being Max and Carlos every weekend. If Max doesn't win, Carlos is winning.
Yeah, we already have that right now, and not a big fan.
But I feel like it would be fair between him and Lewis
and
Charles.
Okay, listen to me. Yes, ma'am.
Carlos is in a Ferrari, and he's like still performing well. So is
this reminds me.
So
I have something really good to say.
So is Charles. I think Checo is only performing because he's racing at a Red Bull.
Imagine Checo in Ferrari.
Exactly.
In the wall every week.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, I think.
What were you gonna? Yeah.
Okay, this is where I was going with this. Okay, we talked about this last week, or like the video of them walking by each other and them like not saying anything. I thought about it. First of all, Charles definitely like looked down and like was cleaning his glasses on purpose because, I don't know, people are saying he was like emotional because of everything that was going on, which I agree with. Also, Damon Hill and like someone else were talking about Charles like on Sky Sports, mm-hmm. and they were like, he's so emotional and like overdramatic or something, or like depressed. I was like, do they not know anything that's going on?
Yeah.
I thought that was terrible, but yeah. Then also, what if Ferrari is like putting all their time and effort into Carlos so that Charles will be like, oh, he's beating me, and like try super hard, and then they could get like 1-2s, 2-3s more because Charles will be trying to beat Carlos and then he'll be doing better.
Okay, but that gives me flashbacks from
Monza. Every time I think of them fighting, I think of Monza.
Monza, and then, oh gosh. No, yeah, and them just fighting, and then Ferrari being like, no, please don't.
They literally, know what was happening. The pit wall shots of Fred being like, or maybe it wasn't Fred, it was one of their engineers that were like, fighting.
Okay.
And they were like, but then they were like, don't risk the car. It's like, really?
But no, I don't, okay. But also then, they literally are, he's on a seat. Why are they putting all their time and effort into him?
So Charles will try harder.
Because it's obviously not working.
It's only the, like, fifth race. Yeah, I don't understand Ferrari's logic with
I don't either.
Carlos. I mean, I'm glad he's getting wins. Win. Not plural yet. But they need to give some effort to Charles.
I agree. I do think they need to. Like,
it's very hurtful. Okay. I'm taking it personal.
From
Ferrari. Fred is personally out to get me.
Speaking of Charles.
You can announce this because okay, I know you're okay. So excited
there's
about
it. There's two things. There's two big
two
things.
Big things.
Okay, first of all, he's now a CEO of a company called Lek. It's ice cream, and it's supposed to be, like, healthy or something.
Why is this? But,
yeah, go look up the Instagram account. It's actually hilarious. The reels are so funny. But the flavor names, did you see them?
They look actually so good.
It's, like, pistachio.
Oh.
Salty, like, caramel with, like, 50 ends. Anyway, but it's only available in Milan, sadly, so...
For any watchers yeah. from there, please send us some. We'll love you forever.
But that, and then I got purse.
Luckily, I have purse.
Yeah, he also got a puppy, and he named it Leo, which
I think is so precious.
It's like a mini dachshund. It's like mixed with something else, but it's
but
so
he holds
cute.
It like literally
yeah.
like
it's this big.
Yeah, it's tiny. He like holds it like against his hip, like a fashion statement. Because I thought it was fake. I was like.
I thought it was his friend's dog, Mimi, but I was like,
oh,
it's way too small to
that,
be him.
That, and then he like, was, like, at, like, an event with the dog.
He was at the ice cream launch, and he brought Leo.
That's so cute, though.
I love that. And, like, him, Alex, and Leo, the pictures of them, mm-hmm. they're so cute. I love it.
It's adorable.
But people were saying, like, when... Charles and Lewis got disqualified from, oh my god, what race was it? Was it Austin? I think it was Austin. But they both got disqualified and they did the like joint post of them from the press conference. And
it was for the board.
Yeah. Yeah. The, like,
board of the car.
Yeah, yeah.
It's.
Oh my gosh, they did a random, I'm never getting over this, random floor check. And so if the floor has too much wear, because like you're putting more downforce on the car, so it's like illegal, and the plank was worn like an eighth of an inch more than it should have been, and so they got disqualified. But they did like a joint post, and people were like Charles made Lewis put the filter, his like Instagram aesthetic filter on, and then he ruined it when he posted the dog.
That, and then that's like the I feel like I consider like that up there again with the whole like Carlos Vegas and the drain cover, because
I physically get
those are things that it's like the drivers can't control that.
Yeah.
And also if it's not their fault and like random selection, like hello, why are you just Charles and Lewis? Like why did you just check their car?
And the first time,
like how
the
is
whole
that
season.
How is that fair in any way, shape, or form?
Check McLaren. You can hear the bottom of their car rattling on the floor.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
I just
that was up there with like most
major foreshadowing of next season.
Yeah, definitely.
They knew it would happen.
And again with unfairness, I am very sad to say that this could very well be Danny Ric's last race.
Ever. Oh my gosh.
And to say, I don't even know how to like explain how like that feels.
It's terrible.
That like
it's really unfair.
He could be done. And I mean it's the same story. It's like everyone feels sorry for him, and like even watching Drive to Survive, they put it as like Christian is like has a soft spot for him, and like Christian loves him and is like gonna give him a seat at Red Bull, but I don't think it's gonna happen, and especially with his performance,
yeah.
It's not gonna happen, and I just think it's really sad. And obviously Liam is a great driver and I think he deserves a seat, absolutely. I just think the way they're going about it, where they give him an ultimatum, a lot of what's been happening is like partially his fault, partially not his fault.
Yeah, he's
especially
probably stressed.
Probably
trying too hard.
pushing the car too much. But I mean,
he's past his prime. Past his prime, and then Yuki's.
I mean, Yuki's overperforming him. So I mean, there's no no way to ultimately defend him. And it's like, no, like he's really good. Like it's not. He obviously is not in his prime anymore, yeah. And he obviously has had some setbacks. Like he broke his wrist. Like that's a big deal. And I mean, he came back, but it's just. There hasn't been any, it's been Red Bull at his prime, then he went to Renault, and that was, he was there a year, and then, like, they built their entire program around him, and I honestly think he could have stayed at Renault and been fine, but then he left and went to McLaren, and McLaren, I think, was probably his lowest point in his career, other than this, and then we were all like, oh, he's back at Red Bull, and then he's going to be their, like, face, and he's just going to do, like, media stuff, because he was their reserve, and then went to AlphaTauri, or I can't say that anymore,
Well, it was the one.
It was AlphaTauri. And then, just, he, I mean, I think from the beginning, he wasn't performing, and then they were like, oh, we're going to bring Liam in, and then we're going to get him
they all opportunities. They realized how much better they could actually be.
Yeah. And, I mean, Liam's debut, like, he did really, really, really well.
Yeah. Knocked Max out of Q3. So, I mean,
yeah.
He's talented, for sure.
Really talented. And I think he deserves a career at a sync that we all love Dangerick. And that's really sad.
Yeah. But, I mean, if he performs well, which I don't know if he will or not, then maybe...
Yeah, we're gonna. Everyone, cross your fingers this weekend,
please.
And because also we're obviously going to Miami. We've mentioned this like 5 billion
times. I don't know if you guys picked up on that.
But we, we're going to Miami, and if he's not there, like that's gonna be really sad. But because this could be his last race,
I would still go. Maybe.
Maybe.
Where that? Like, what is he gonna do? Is he just gonna be a reserve? Or be not involved in racing at all.
He'll retire. He already retired once.
That's terrible.
Came back.
Yeah. I can't believe that. I think that was a mistake, too, was thinking he could just jump back in.
Well, I think he just took whatever opportunity he can. I think he missed it and wanted to come back.
Yeah, which I feel bad for him. This is, like, sad.
This is really sad. I mean, I feel bad for him.
I can't believe they're doing it in the middle of the season again.
Yeah, no.
That's just, that's not right. First Nick, now it's Nick's replacement is getting replaced.
Yeah, that's insane.
But I mean, he's not performing. He just, Yuki's out-qualifying him.
Yuki's out-qualifying him.
Out-doing him in the race, out-doing him in everything. So, kind of. It's not like it's... I don't want to say it's unfair, because, I mean, it is, and it isn't.
Yeah. At least I'm doing as bad as Williams.
God. What are they gonna... They have no chassis.
Yeah. They have no chassis. I had to replace them on my fantasy, because they were, like, driving down my
No! Flights. I used all three of my transfers on every team.
No, I haven't yet. I only did it on one. I saved the other two.
I have Daniel on two teams.
I think I will on my teams.
Do you think it'll automatically put Liam on him? Not to manifest anything. Well, no, I don't say manifest. Not to predict anything.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe this is already a possibility. I just think it's, I mean, I'm obviously, I just don't know. I'm really sad.
Gutted. Absolutely gutted.
No, in the words of Max. I think I'd be more gutted if it was like,
Carlos. It literally is Carlos.
Well,
but he's not getting kicked
out. He's not getting kicked out. But I think that now Fernando, like, of course he would, like, set the stage, be like, I'm gonna be the first one to race on. Of course that would be him.
He's so iconic.
So I think it's gonna start now. He's gonna start. There's gonna be other teams that are gonna be, like, announcing.
Yeah. They'll probably wait. I wonder if they'll wait really last minute to re-sign. If they even are resigning Logan, how they did last year.
Yeah.
That was stressful.
Yeah, we were all so stressed out.
Oh my gosh. I felt terrible for him because, like, I feel like he even came out and said something about being, like, worried about his future. I was like, that's awful.
Which also, if the team you're racing for is, like, making you, like,
having to think about if they want to keep you,
like, that's...
It was his first season, and, like, yes, Oscar obviously did very well, and it was his first season, but, like, he's in a McLaren. As soon as they got their upgrades, they were a lot better.
That's
so
true. Yeah.
Logan's in a Williams.
No, yeah.
They have two broken chassis now.
Yeah. So, I think we're just excited for the future and, like, what is to come, and I think silly season is now hopefully starting, because we're... I mean, we're not really in the season at all. Like,
no,
we're,
yeah.
It feels like we are.
We're still at the beginning. We're not even a third.
I think it's now. Now that Fernando resigned, I think silly season is going to start, which is always fun.
I'm scared.
I am too. I'm actually really scared, especially that Carlos doesn't have a seat this year, or not this year. I'm
whole
sorry.
Grid is musical chairs because everyone's contract expires.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Watch Daniel go to, like, Red Bull, and we just absolutely don't see it coming. Carlos to V-carb.
I don't know what I would.
Okay, let's be realistic here.
Okay.
What truly, truly, truly.
Okay.
Other than Red Bull.
Mercedes?
Where could he go?
Mercedes?
But what if they take Kimi? Because they screwed up by not taking Max.
I don't know. Like,
McLaren's locked up. Ferrari's locked up. Aston is locked up. I'm calling it right now. They're not getting rid of Lance. So
I think Red Bull, Mercedes, and all the other teams.
Watch him go to, like, Haas or something. I've already talked about him and Ollie.
him and Ollie at Haas. Okay, alright.
I don't want to jinx.
Please don't.
Okay, why can't Ollie go to...
I want to be clear. Most of everything we have said on here has been predicted and has come true.
Okay, so Charles win at China. Yeah, my gosh, before the Australian Grand Prix, we predicted everything that happened.
Yeah, Ferrari won 2 in China. I'm predicting it.
I'm predicting
both
the
Red Bulls and
P19.
Both the Red Bulls are gonna crash or have a new failure.
I mean, no, we love Max and Checo. We love
them. We love
them.
We don't love their car.
We love to see them thriving. I just need Daniel to be, like, above.
Oh, yeah, and then Daniel Rick, P5.
Yeah, we literally don't know anything that could happen because we haven't been here in so long.
Nope.
What if Daniel wins? What if the top 5, like, they all retire and Daniel wins? Also, it's a one stop apparently, so
okay. All right,
Red Bull's a little screwed.
Oh, speaking of, okay, obviously we haven't raced in China until 2019, so it's been a couple years. I was thinking about this. We all know how important FP1 through FP3 is.
Stop it right now. We get zero testing time.
Yeah, so what if they, like, introduced a brand new track, like, never raced on before, and what if they took out FP1, FP2, FP3, and it was just qualifying an actual race? I think it would be really interesting to see how, like, the drivers adapt to a brand new track, like, never raced on before, like, have no experience, like, the playing field is absolutely...
You beat that one Jetta circuit.
Yeah. Like, the playing field is absolutely, like, totally leveled out because none of them have ever driven on this track before.
Yeah. So that was kind of like Vegas, which, I mean, it had already been a track before.
Yeah,
but...
so that, but then you don't get any practice time, so you just get to perform.
Oh my gosh, that would be insane.
Because, yeah, FP1 and their FP3 is, like, really important because obviously they need to, like, learn the track and
such
really important. But if you just put
them
out
this
there.
Will kind of be like that, except there's FP1 and then sprint quality.
Yeah, and they've obviously raced there before, but some high drivers haven't. So then, Yeah,
like, you're right.
I think it's crazy how like some drivers haven't ever raced on the track before, and then there's like Fernando who's raced.
Wasn't Dan? Didn't you say Daniel was at Red Bull the last
he
time
he won last race?
That's insane.
I was talking about that. I was
he
like,
must be so like emotional.
Imagine being at, in a Red Bull, like having won the last Grand Prix there.
That's tough.
That's really tough. Well, we're all praying for Daniel Ric this weekend.
Yeah, send him lots of DMs. Wishing him good luck.
Yes. Well, we're all excited for China this weekend. And I think, I mean, it's going to be interesting because I haven't raced there in forever. So we'll be back for a recap of China next week on episode 12.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Stay up to speed by following us on all our social media platforms at F1 Fangirls Podcast.
And if you love this podcast, don't forget to follow and subscribe. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra. Join us next week for our next episode.